The waiting rooms at Lincoln Community Health Center in East Durham are almost always full. The patients here are predominantly low income. Close to 80% of them are completely uninsured. Patients get their basic health care needs attended to, and they'll be asked to pay only what they can. But if patients here need a specialist for diabetes or arthritis or something even as serious as cancer, they're often out of luck. Dr. Deborah Johnson is the head of adult medicine at Lincoln. She says it's not so hard to find doctors in some specialties like orthopedics and cardiology. Other uninsured patients are less fortunate, like those who need to see neurologists, rheumatologists, even oncologists.
Of course, you cannot refuse to see patients. They will schedule the patient, but, you know, the patient is made known that you may have to have this amount with you when you come to the appointment. And so, you know, there's not a whole lot that you can do when your hands are tied like that.
Johnson and her staff end up spending a lot of time on the phone finding care for patients, but that's preferable to watching a patient go without and worrying. That's what happened to one of Johnson's patients, a woman named Jean, who didn't want to give her last name. In May 2006, she found a lump.
They said I needed to be checked again because there was something. And I needed a biopsy.
Jean came to the U.S. from Kenya 10 years ago, got her papers, and started working as a home health aide. She works overnight 7 days a week for just above the minimum wage with no benefits. She makes too much to qualify for Medicaid. Jean saved some money, but not enough for a biopsy that would cost $700 or $800.
I mean, who would do it without insurance?
How many weeks did you have to wait before you got your biopsy?
It was discovered in May, and the biopsy was done in December. Mm-hmm.
So all this time you know you have a tumor, and you're
all
waiting.
All this time, yeah.
Finally, Dr. Johnson found an oncologist who would do Jean's biopsy and the subsequent surgery to remove the cancer. Johnson says Jean was very, very lucky.
A delay of 6 months, which it was for her, could mean a difference between local disease versus metastatic spread, which if it spreads, you know, that's a big thing and it takes it to a whole nother level.
So when Johnson heard about an effort to get specialty care for her patients, she decided to get involved. Now she's on the board of a new program called Project Access Durham. The idea is simple. Specialists agree to provide a certain number of visits per year for uninsured patients. Project Access keeps track of all the promised visits. When a primary care doctor needs, say, a referral for a rheumatologist, one phone call to Project Access and a rheumatologist who's volunteered some time gets identified.
I think the logic appeals to most people.
Howard Eisenson is a doctor at Duke who's also the president-elect of the Durham-Orange County Medical Society. He and other members of the society were concerned about the estimated 20 to 30,000 uninsured patients in Durham and wanted to do something about it. So they worked to convince every doctor who practices in Durham County to join.
When we presented this to physicians and said, would you be willing to volunteer some time for a coordinated, well-functioning system of charity care, of donated care, a very gratifying number of them have stood up and said, yeah, count me in, I'll help.
Eisenson says doctors were asked to volunteer 10 episodes of care per year. He says the planning group initially thought it'd be possible to get doctors to commit to maybe 400 episodes of care the first year.
As it turns out, it's looking like about 800 episodes of care that have been donated. So we're thrilled with that. And most of the practitioners in the community have stepped up and are participating, and more are joining all the time. For Duke's part, Duke volunteered on behalf of the Duke physician membership 2,000 episodes of care, and we are assured by Duke leadership that they will be able to meet those commitments.
Project Access is based on a similar program that's been up and running in Asheville for more than a decade. I'm Rose Hoban reporting.